Light Rock 98 KODM. That one right there. Yeah. So I've got a special guest in the studio. Many of you have heard him on the show before. My nephew, Michael Arden, is in. Michael, good to see you.
How's it going, Spencer?
It's good. Thank you for getting up. And you're on California time.
I am, so.
But you are a multi-time...
time traveler?
Thank you. Yes, because you really, I mean, you jet back and forth between here and there and London and L.A. and New York. You're all over the place.
I just try to look at the sun as much as I can. Just staring at the sun, hoping I can.
Well, that explains a lot.
I know where I am.
Can you see? How many fingers holding up?
Fingers.
Yeah, that's why I'm priming him with coffee as we speak, as a matter of fact. A lot of you know Michael because, of course, he was here. He lived in the Midland area. And Pickwick Players.
Yeah, I did Pickwick, so I went to the Trinity School. And
right. Then Interlochen.
And then went to Interlochen.
Juilliard. Got all fancy. Got that highfalutin education.
Exactly. Although, you know, I can't add past 8.
You don't have to. You can write your own music.
Well...
it's like, you know, you do Broadway, you know, you're writing musicals. So it's like, hire an accountant. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
I know that you just kind of popped in, and I pulled my relative privilege. I get, like, 3 of these little green cards, and I've already used one. So getting him into the show today to talk to him about his new show he's on with Charlie Sheen, Anger Management, on FX.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. That been going?
It's great. We... showed our first season this summer in June, starting in June.
Good reviews on the show.
Yeah, it went really well. I think it's a really fun show.
Your Charlie's character, back. Patrick, and I just want to throw this in there, and it's not because I'm biased. I mean, your character, Patrick, has got its own little cult following.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people relate to him. He's in anger management therapy because of passive aggression, which is something I know nothing about, so...
Yeah, you know what? You're doing this, and I'm going, is he relatable or what? Mo looked at me and went, yeah, not the only one that acts like that. So, but no, your character's funny. The show's great. Working with Charlie's good.
It's great. He's one of the kindest and most generous actors I've ever worked with. So
we discussed a little bit of this off microphone, but Charlie really, I mean, he has his media persona and how the paparazzi portray this guy, but he's really... a philanthropist. He's really a super nice guy and a great guy to work with. Very generous, like you said.
Yeah, he's really generous with his time, with his talent, with his money, and I'm sure with his women.
I think he just, we weren't going to go there, but yeah, just recently gave $1 million.
Yes, he did.
Just, here you go, I'm writing a check.
$1 million.
To some veterans.
I didn't get the check. I didn't get the call, but someone did. No, it's great. He's really philanthropic and... you know, he's in the media a lot, and I think he tends to, when a camera goes on him and he doesn't have a script, tends to get pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But he's really a sweetheart, and got to work with his dad as well on the show, Martin.
Martin just came on the last episode or so.
Yeah, he's going to be back when we start airing again in January.
Fantastic. So. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You're going to be airing the show again in January. It comes back, which we're excited about. You start shooting the show next week, correct?
Yeah, I start. We have our first table read day after tomorrow, actually.
Now, run everybody through the process of this who have never been on a sitcom before. This is like organized anarchy, correct?
It is. It's a little wild, especially with this schedule, because we're shooting 90 episodes within 2 years, which has sort of never been done before.
It's 90 new. Episodes is a lot.
It is a lot.
That's like Days of Our Lives.
It is. It's like
only much better and funnier. Yeah. It's sexier.
Hopefully. So we go in on... we read episode 1 and 2, basically, on Wednesday. And then the week after, we shoot episode 1 on Monday and Tuesday. Then we read episode 3 and 4 on Wednesday. And then we shoot episode 2 on Thursday and Friday, if that makes any sense. So we're reading a week ahead and shooting 2 episodes a week. So it gets a little confusing. Sometimes we don't know what episode we're in, where we are. I mean, poor Charlie, you know, he's got every other line in the show, and he's probably, you know, he definitely needs some coffee.
So let's talk about your castmates. Who do you sit on the couch with?
I sit on the couch with an amazing actor named Barry Corbin. He's a Texan, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we bond on that front. He's hysterical and such a great actor. You might have seen him. He did No Country for Old Men, I believe he was in, and... countless other stuff.
He's lots of stuff.
Great, great character actor. And then I also got some great other actors in the group that I'm in. In addition to Charlie, there's a girl named Noreen DeWolf, who's really funny and sexy. And great to have around, and a guy named Derek Richardson, who's...
Derek's a hoot.
Who's definitely a hoot.
And just to kind of chase a rabbit right quick, Derek's girlfriend...
His wife,
I'm sorry, is in the new series Copper.
Yes, on Copper on BBC America, if you watch that.
And that's really taken off. A lot of the different shows are on. And then to continue chasing this rabbit, I also asked you about another show on BBC America, which is Doctor Who. But we don't have to go there because that really doesn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, but anytime Spencer can bring up Doctor Who is...
Thank you. I'm building a TARDIS in my closet. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to legally say that.
We'll be back in just a second with more of Michael and what's going to be going on and how you can see him in the theaters on Light Rock 98. Light Rock 98 KODM. Hi, Spencer Bennett back with my special guest, Michael Arden.
Hey, Spencer.
Who you can see on the new FX show with Charlie Sheen. Good to see you, Michael. I'm glad you're in town. I'm glad you came by.
Of course.
And it's always fun to pull that card and make you come by.
Well, it's on the way to the airport, so that's...
That's the only reason he comes to see.
No.
I'll stop by for about 10 minutes. No, he didn't. Actually, we went out to dinner, had a great dinner last night with the folks, and it was fun. Had a good time.
Yeah. Got to have this Texas portion.
You know, and you talk about that. There really is, you know, it's hard to find good help out here, but there is plenty of food when you do decide to eat.
There is plenty of food. The food is in abundance, that's for sure. It was all on my plate last night.
Well, you ate the scalatini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had the tilapia. It's pretty good stuff. Yeah. Still feeling that a little bit of a burn. It's okay, though. I want to talk about a new movie you were recently in called The Odd Life of Timothy Green. Now, a lot of people had a chance to see that in the theater. I don't know if it's still there.
It is. It's still playing here, actually.
You should go see it. Interesting. What's the premise of the movie?
It's about a couple played by Joel Edgerton Well, I'm blanking completely.
It's
on
perfectly
the lead
okay.
Name.
Oh, you know, some girl named Jennifer Garner. She married to some bad Affleck.
She's not pretty or anything.
No.
Joel Edgerton and Jennifer Garner play a couple who find out they can't conceive and a child. And they put all their wishes and hopes of what they had, of what they wanted in a child, into this box, and they plant it in their garden. And then there's a mysterious rainstorm. And in true Disney fashion, something unexpected appears in the shape of a little boy named Timothy Green. And I don't want to give away too much because it definitely has some plot twists, but it's a really beautiful movie. It's, you know, it's a family film, and sort of it deals with issues of parenting and mortality, and it's really, really great. I'm really proud.
Bring your Kleenex, though.
Bring your Kleenex. Yeah, I knew it was going to happen, and I got a little teary. There's actually a YouTube video of these two little boys who had just seen it in their back of their car, and they can't stop crying.
Oh,
it's the cutest thing ever. You can look that up on YouTube. Yeah, but I was really happy to be a part of it. It's a great filmmaker named Peter Hedges made it. And he wrote What's Eating Gilbert Grape and did About a Boy, Dan in Real Life, and Pieces of April. Just a great filmmaker and good thing to be a part of.
You bet.
They're great actors in the movie.
So besides... what you're going to be doing, your next project with FX, showing, you're shooting now. Well, we'll be shooting next week. Premieres again in January. Shows back up on our TVs on FX. I can't wait for that. You've got some other little projects. You've kind of been bouncing around. Just a snippet. Because I know that you can't talk about but you've been writing.
Yeah, I've been doing some writing lately, which is really exciting. I just sold my first TV pilot. So.
Yay! Awesome!
You. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's something I've been... grooming in my mind for a long time. And
well, I know it's about a radio disc jockey in West Texas.
It is.
Yes.
Named Spencer Spennett. So.
Wow. What a coincidence.
Yeah. No.
It's weird how fiction plays right into...
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's not about that at all.
Don't sue me.
No. It's perfectly good. What is it about, really, though?
I'll just say a little bit. It's about Shakespeare's company, friends, and... acquaintances after his death.
Post-Shakespeare,
post-script, as it were.
Can't wait.
Yeah, but it's exciting and an exciting time in history. You know, 1619, when everything was happening.
Trying to remember.
Crickets.
Michael, I know you got to go. Thanks for coming by.
Of course. Thanks for having me, and I hope everybody enjoys the show in January.
We're going to try to make it out to L.A. and come see you, too.
Great.
We'll hit Disneyland. Put on the mouse ears together.
Can't wait.
Good to see you.